Good day, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone for Westchester Talk Radio. You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk. Our guest today is Dr. Baljit Singh. He's the director of pathology at White Plains Hospital, and he's the author of a recent clinical review on non-invasive breast cancer. And our topic this morning, behind the scenes of a breast cancer diagnosis. Doctor, welcome to the broadcast. Can you tell us what a pathologist does specifically in terms of diagnosing cancer?
So pathology literally means study of disease. So historically, pathologists have developed a body of literature based on which we understand all diseases, and increasingly, pathology also guides therapy. Mm-hmm. So pathologists, we go to medical school, we go through rigorous residency and fellowship training, which can last 4 to 7 years. And in practice, one looks at specimens, typically tissue specimens, under the microscope to return a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And in reference to cancer, a pathologist decides if cancer is present, not present. If it is present, then what kind of cancer and what are the characteristics of that cancer, both under the microscope and using sophisticated immunological and molecular techniques based on which current therapies are predicated.
I see that. Now, where do you enter into the process? What is the role of the pathologist specifically in a journey of women's breast cancer? When do you enter that?
So we can typically, when a patient comes for screening or presents with a clinical complaint and a biopsy is done, the biopsy can be done in many different ways. A biopsy can be done by fine needle aspiration or a core biopsy. A fine needle aspiration can be performed by the pathologist. So a pathologist, and depending on the setting, actually performs the fine needle aspiration biopsy. Or if the core biopsy is typically done by the radiologist, who's these days a specialist in diseases of the breast. And last but not the least, a biopsy can also be done by a surgeon. So when a specimen is retrieved by any one of these ways, it gets sent to the lab where it gets processed and examined by the pathologist under the microscope.
What's the percentage of error in this kind of testing, doctor?
Close to zero.
Okay.
I mean, in medicine, nothing is zero, but it's after this extensive training and all checks and balances that with which we practice every day, our error rate is close to zero.
Now, you're involved in a current research project, very interesting one, that may change the way some women are treated for certain types of breast cancer. Tell us about that.
So the early type of breast cancer in which the cancer cells are still contained within the normal structures of the breast, mm-hmm, is referred to as ductal carcinoma in situ. In situ means, within the normal structures. And the normal anatomy of the breast has ducts, which their normal function is to produce milk, which gets extruded through the nipple during lactation. So cancer develops within these ducts. And in the initial stages, it is confined to within these ducts. And mm-hmm, at that stage, if the cancer is removed, for all intents and purposes, it is curable. For the last 30, 40 years, the standard of care for this type of cancer, the acronym for which is DCIS, is that after initial diagnosis, patient undergoes surgery, followed by radiation, followed by anti-estrogen therapy in mm-hmm, most cases. Anti-estrogen therapy is indicated for tumors which overexpress estrogen or progesterone receptors, which mm-hmm, are also referred to as hormone receptors. Mm-hmm. But increasingly, with success of medicine in general and mammography in particular, we are able to find cancer at a very early stage, where it is low grade, it is small in size, mm-hmm, and we are currently in the midst of doing a clinical trial where we are studying whether eliminating definitive surgery yields the same similar outcomes to with surgery. So
If I may, eliminating definitive surgery, and of course the topic of your paper, is non-invasive breast cancer, or clinical review of that. What would you do in lieu of even the minimally invasive surgery? What would you do?
So after the initial diagnosis, by a biopsy, the patients would get anti-estrogen therapy and or radiation, and that would be that. They would not need surgery.
Fascinating stuff. Doctor, women listening to this, they're petrified when they hear breast cancer. Of course, things have changed greatly over the years. Radical mastectomies, of course, they have their place, but there's less of that. More lumpectomies, et cetera. What can you tell women about getting checked, about getting that mammography, and about taking advantage of these new therapies?
So increasingly, we want to practice personalized medicine. So we have screening guidelines for the general population that, you know, one can start, women can or should certainly consider screening at 40 years of age, and certainly get an annual or biannual exam at 45 years of age, as per the American Cancer Society guidelines. But some women are obviously at higher risk, and some women, you know, so the guidelines for women at higher risk are more aggressive, and they probably need screening by more sophisticated modalities at an earlier age. So just to pick up from where you, from a couple of words that you utilized, that, you know, women are petrified. Breast cancer is increasingly a treatable condition. So I would desist from using, you know, I would not categorize breast cancer as a lethal disease anymore. Of course, there is a certain mortality, but overwhelmingly, women are treated successfully, and they will go on to have normal lives.
This is so good to hear. We're in our closing moments with Dr. Baljit Singh. He's the director of pathology here at White Plains Hospital, and he's the author of a recent clinical review on non-invasive, and I stress non-invasive, breast cancer. Give another, if you will, sum this up. You've talked a little bit about the importance of screenings and at the different ages. In your own words, and as a summary, what do you want women out there to know?
I would like women to know that screening is important. They should follow American Cancer Society guidelines and visit with their primary care physician for their breast health. And if a diagnosis of breast cancer is in fact returned, depending on the characteristics of the cancer, if it is non-invasive, it is almost entirely curable. Even when it is invasive, and again, depending on the type, most cancers are in fact curable in 2020.
Wow. Doctor, I can't thank you enough for being here. Is there anything else on the horizon you want to mention?
We also continue to study cancer in spite of all the advances that we've made to date. We have many ongoing clinical trials. The COMET trial that we reference in passing is one of them. So we continue to do better for cancer care.
Thank you so much. The topic's been behind the scenes of a breast cancer diagnosis. Our guest, Dr. Baljit Singh, Director of Pathology, White Plains Hospital, author of a recent clinical review on non-invasive breast cancer. Doctor, thank you so very much. And this has really been some really good news. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care.